Okay, the first month, we got the months already, and we got the days of the week. If you meet somebody in the early part of the day, what do you say is a greeting?
Yeah, good morning.
And if you meet them in the late part of the day before supper, you say?
Good afternoon.
And what do you say when you leave people generally?
Bye.
Okay. Do you ever use day, the word day,
yeah,
when you're leaving?
A good day.
Okay. And what about when you're saying goodbye, if you're leaving somebody's house at night, what are you likely to say?
I would like to say good night.
Okay. And if somebody came on Sunday, the last Sunday, if he came a week earlier than that, you might say, well, he came here
before Sunday.
Okay, and Sunday
pays.
Okay, if you want to tell them, you know, a week before last Sunday, what ways might you say that? He didn't come last Sunday, he came Sunday.
Sunday before last.
Okay. If he's going to leave next Sunday, how would you say that?
He got to leave this coming Sunday.
Okay, and a week beyond that, how would you say that? He's going to leave?
A week before Sunday.
Okay, but not this next Sunday, but the Sunday after that. How might you say that?
I'll leave Sunday after next.
Okay. And what about the word, a word that came, I think, from the Bible that means about 2 weeks. Like if somebody stayed from the 1st or the 15th, you might say, oh, how long did he stay? He stayed about, do you have an old word that's still in use that kind of means about 2 weeks? Would you ever use the word a fortnight?
It happened, but...
You heard the term?
No, I can say fortnight. I haven't heard that.
Okay, a fortnight, would you pronounce it? Fortnight?
Fortnight.
Uh-huh. I think it maybe is just a real old word or something.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and if you want to know the time of day, you ask somebody...
What time it is?
And it's halfway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you might say it's...
7:30.
Okay. And if you've been doing something for a long time and somebody asks about it, you might say, oh, I've been doing that for quite...
A while.
And you might say, the farmers got a pretty good crop last year, but they're not going to get such a good one...
This year.
Mm-hmm.
And if a child has just had his third birthday, you say he is how old?
He's 3 years old.
And if something happened on this day last year, you'd say it happened exactly?
The same day it happened last year.
Okay. Or a year?
Later.
A year?
Ahead.
But not ahead, behind.
Behind.
A year?
A year later.
Okay, last September, it would be just about a what?
A year.
Ago?
Ago.
Okay, would you say that?
A year ago.
Okay. And when the sun is shining and there are no clouds, what kind of a day do you say that is? How do you describe that?
I would say a cloudy day.
But when there are no clouds, when the weather is nice, how do you describe that?
It's a fair day.
Okay. But if it's just the opposite, if it's not raining, but the sky is covered with clouds, what kind of a day would you call that?
The day's a cloudy day.
And if it's been fair and the clouds begin to come and you expect rain or snow, you say the weather is what?
Weather's getting, let me see, I would say that, weather's getting bad and cloudy today.
Okay, something to indicate that it's going to be
different
from the way
from
it
yesterday.
Was. You might
day's
say.
Different from yesterday.
Okay, have you got a word to describe that change? The weather is...
Doesn't change from yesterday.
Okay.